My name is Werner Kuchert, and you are listening to Finding Frequency, one man's quest to find the extraordinary in the ordinary, one day at a time.
Let's go. Take out the damn trolley. Come, homie. Let's go. Don't look so sad. I promise I will buy you a donut, okay? Is that good? Not interested. You want to leave this here?
No.
You want to take it with? You walked in the puddles.
Yeah, that big one.
Yeah, you mustn't do that. Well, there you have it. What day is it today? Today is kindergarten run day. For you, it might be Tuesday. So I've just dropped off my son with this distinct feeling of utter betrayal at the kindergarten. It's funny, these kindergartens. They seem to know how to handle a kid like him. I always arrive and then they snatch him away from me before he even gets a chance to shed a tear. It's always a hassle with my son to get into the kindergarten in the first place. He knows what's coming, but then when he gets there, he has fun. The other thing I wanted to talk about is also, this is probably the third time I'm trying to record this little session today, because for the first recording, and this is a general annoyance and something that happens to me all the time driving here in Poland, is that you'll be merrily driving around and then a pedestrian, maybe another driver coming from the front, will start shaking his hands at you, flicking his fingers. And then you realize, my damn lights aren't on again. Yes, here in Europe, and it is encouraged in South Africa, you have to drive always with your lights on. Now, I support that. I think it helps with visibility. Motorbikes, for example, have that on all the time. So when I turn on the ignition, my one light is on. I'm ready to go. The only thing I have to do is go for either the high beam or the low beam. There is no in-between beam. However, the annoyance is that most of the cars that I've driven here in Poland seem to have the ability to switch off the lights completely. There must be a reason for that. However, I tend to always forget to switch the damn lights on. Now, it's strange. I had a Renault in South Africa. Now, a lot of people might frown on the Renault brand, but I miss my little Renault because that little car had the ability to detect and turn the lights on automatically. Surely, in this day and age, this is one feature that can be built into the most basic of cars. Yet, it has not been built into the most basic of cars, to my annoyance, and probably soon a fine that I will receive. Now, Francie has been dropped off. I have to return home to prepare for a workshop and a whole bunch of other promises. As I was dropping Francie off, I made a promise that I'll make this whole betrayal up to him by buying him a donut. I have just stopped at the shop to procure said donut so that I can feel better as a parent. I just wish I could buy a donut to honor all the promises that I've made.